From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Dave DeForest reporting. Baghdad is under a state of emergency. Protesters occupy parts of the once secure international zone. Lawmakers have fled the area. The Iraqi military is on high alert. VOA's Sharon Bain is covering the story.
Most of the lawmakers were forced to flee yesterday when the followers of Shiite cleric Muqtada al-Sadr stormed into the Green Zone and actually took over part of it, stormed into the parliament, forced the lawmakers to flee. Some were kind of roughed up. That building has been ransacked. And so as of right now, there's really no standing parliament.
By Sunday evening, the protesters temporarily ended their demonstration. U.S. Secretary of State John Kerry has arrived in Geneva as part of a U.S. bid to reaffirm a U.S.-Russian mediated ceasefire. The visit comes as violence escalates in the country, especially in its largest city, Aleppo, although Aleppo was said to be calmer Sunday. Russian General Sergei Kirilenko told Russian news agencies talks are underway to halt the Syrian bombardment of the rebel stronghold in Aleppo. A car bomb explosion outside police headquarters in the southeastern Turkish city of Gaziantep on Sunday killed at least two police officers. 22 people were wounded. A new political survey indicates Republican frontrunner Donald Trump is surging ahead in the crucial Midwestern state of Indiana. Voters will go to the polls this Tuesday for the Indiana presidential primary election. The NBC News Wall Street Journal Marist poll showed Trump with 49% support among Republicans. On the Democratic side, the poll showed former Secretary of State Hillary Clinton with a 50 to 46% edge. This is VOA News.